Iraqi weather forecast for today. We are looking at, hopefully, skies to turn partly cloudy. We will have a high of about 73 degrees. Kenosha right now is cloudy and 59. It's 57 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, the temperature is 60 degrees. We are also at 60, and the skies are cloudy. Red Cross was called out early this morning by the Kenosha Fire Department to offer help to the occupants of an apartment building in the 4800 block of 38th Avenue. That's where smoke was first reported, then fire confirmed in the basement under a bathtub. Initial reports say that a second-floor occupant woke up coughing, saw some light smoke, called 911. Arriving crews poked a hole in one of the walls. That produced smoke. More walls were then opened to try and trace the fire's movement, which had extended toward the second floor. Walls in the bathrooms described as warm to the touch. Nobody got hurt. Fire still under investigation. A damage estimate not yet available. It was a marathon debate at the state capitol in Madison. That after lawmakers had briefly been evacuated due to what turned out to have been an unfounded bomb threat. The state assembly passing Wisconsin's biennial budget bill early this morning by a 6-vote majority. Governor Walker, the next stop.
On a 52-46 vote, with 11 Republicans voting no. Despite not having all of the party on board, Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair Don Nygren says he believes the budget's something the people of Wisconsin can support.
We are protecting the interests of the taxpayer, and that has to be our number one concern.
The budget now heads to Governor Scott Walker. It's not clear when he'll sign it. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some of the local impact items in the budget include Racine Unified School Board members having to be elected to numbered districts, authorization for Gateway Technical College to create charter high schools, though officials at the school say it's not going to happen, elimination of more than $124,000 in funding for Racine's George Brace Center, potential delays in road projects due to state borrowing money for those projects, $1 to $5 fee increases to use the state parks, and public aid recipients would have to undergo initial drug use screenings. A lawsuit filed that challenges the legislative districts drawn up by Republicans back in 2011. Second challenge to the redistricting, the first resulting only in changes to a pair of districts in Milwaukee affecting the Hispanic population. The attorney involved, Peter Early, says that it's hoped that this lawsuit will have some national implications.
This case, we hope, will be the election law equivalent of Brown versus Board of Education, that we will establish a national standard that can be used reliably into the future.
Among the 12 plaintiffs in the lawsuit, Wayne Jensen of Rochester and Janet Mitchell of Racine, the lawsuit filed in Milwaukee Madison Federal Court. It's step two in the process for CVS to put a new pharmacy at Ohio Street and Washington Avenue on the city of Racine's west side. It's the rezoning needed for several properties, and the City Plan Commission is recommending its approval. 3-1 was the vote. Alderman Dennis Weiser, backing staff recommendations, though against it, said this kind of commercial development is just too big for that area.
If you look back relative to petitions binding us to a 75% vote at the next meeting of the City Council, clearly this is not being well received by the residents of the 11th District. And for us to say, you're going to take a hit because we know what's best for you, I don't think the city should be dealing with the citizens in that fashion.
Commissioner Melvin Hargrove suggesting the positives outweigh the negatives, some of the latter, though, still to be worked out with CVS.
I agree it will impede some on that buffer, but I believe that as would happen with the strip mall on the other corner of Washington Avenue in Ohio, that there could be a buffer also placed as CVS begins to build, or if this is accepted, begin to build.
The rezoning vote by aldermen won't take place until later this month. The conditional use permit needed by CVS, that's another issue that planning staff says requires a lot more work. Commissioner Tom Durkin just appointed last month, again abstaining from voting on the CVS rezoning, like with the amending of the land use plan, says he's undecided, that is, this about a future vote regarding the conditional use. And the City of Racine Health Department, along with the Healthcare Network Incorporated, have announced a new partnership with MH Imaging LLC. At 6800 Washington Avenue, WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's to provide no-cost medical imaging services.
It will let city residents receive X-ray radiography services needed for the diagnosis or treatment of various medical conditions. Clients will first be seen either at the health department or the healthcare network and then referred to MH Imaging. As many as 50 individuals are projected to receive the free imaging services this year, up to 3 per client. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersock says the ability to offer these services to our tuberculosis clients greatly increases their access to and the ability to utilize healthcare services, which are very important in protecting the health of the entire community. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Caledonia resident Ramon Campbell pleading not guilty to charges in a fatal June 21st hit-and-run crash near the downtown Main Street Bridge that resulted in two Racine residents dying. He remains jailed pending his next court date in mid-August. The 30-year-old Campbell, going before Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush for a preliminary hearing, and was bound over for trial on a slew of charges, including reckless homicide, hit-and-run resulting in death, and obstructing. The criminal complaint says the vehicle Campbell was driving struck the other one, which caused the deaths of James Peterson and Ray Schweisinger. Campbell arrested after reportedly running from the scene. An ordinance approved by the City Council in Kenosha this week is designed to help police and firefighters communicate with their dispatchers in larger, mainly industrial buildings, where a lack of that communication has become an issue. Kenosha firefighter Paul Murphy telling the Alderman this week that the problem very pronounced, especially with the new Amazon facility, noting the problems continued even though a new radio tower was recently constructed not far from that big complex.
That tower is only 3 miles from Amazon as the crow flies at the most. As soon as we walk in that building, we cannot hear our radios at all. It becomes a serious safety hazard to police and fire, let alone the people that are working there.
The ordinance, which was approved unanimously, requires a yearly inspection of that additional radio equipment. The Maraz restaurant is on South Sheridan Road in Kenosha, and it's still open for business, even though the repairs are underway now on a gaping hole and some related structural damage from an SUV plowing into the side of the building Wednesday. Vehicle was driven by a 15-year-old who reportedly had taken off from a traffic stop for going the wrong way near the public safety building. Police reports indicate that speeding vehicle then hit the building after a failed right turn from Sheridan onto 75th Street. The teen driver ran from the scene but was captured inside of a home nearby. Damage to the restaurant, according to the Kenosha News, upwards of $30,000. Halloween Express still trying to put a giant pumpkin-shaped temporary store on vacant land at the southeast corner of Racine's Regency Mall property. Target Corporation, though, has raised concern for the first time in 6 years due to an easement deal that goes back to the 1980s. During the City Plan Commission meeting, Development Office Planner Jill Johannick said that the issue has been on hold for the past couple of weeks, the applicant trying to talk with Target officials about their concerns, unsuccessful to this point. She notes there's a timing factor with all of this, Halloween Express needing to plan for either that site or alternatives.
If he does pursue other locations in the mall property, we would have to go through the public hearing notification again based on the different location and notification requirements. But we are recommending approval subject to the conditions as outlined in your staff recommendation.
Discussions with Regency Mall officials about alternate locations on their property was mentioned previously. No indication, though, if anything has occurred. The Plan Commission's recommendation is to support the giant pumpkin on the old Chi-Chi site. That'll go to the Common Council, but it is still contingent on Target's approval. WRJN.com. Throughout the day, your source for our local news. Go to our webpage, find the local news section, and you can stay informed at your convenience. I'm Tom Karko, AM 1400, WRJN News.